This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 828, Real IELTS Listening Practice and 2020 Changes.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we do an experiment. You're going to get a real IELTS-type conversation for table completion questions, as well as find out the 3 changes on the new IELTS listening exams for 2020 and if they matter.
Aubrey, what's going on?
Hey, I just had a cool experience this morning. I went with a group to, there's a nonprofit here in Phoenix called Feed My Starving Children, where you pack food for children, malnourished children in another country. We packed for the Philippines today, and it was awesome. It was a great experience. There were like 26 of us, and we packed food for, it was like 96,000 meals that we ended up sending.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's awesome.
That's amazing. Do you do a lot of volunteer work like that?
I do. Well, so I work for a nonprofit, and of it I end up doing as I'm their operations manager. So some of it I'm organizing, and I'm there in a paid position, but a lot of it I do volunteer as well. So this is a great, it's a great organization.
Cool.
And yeah, it's really
that
fun.
That is so inspiring, guys. There are so many spheres of our life to think about. And right now in January, we're getting towards the end of January, but we're still at the beginning of 2020. And this is such an incredibly vital, dynamic time for everyone, the beginning of a new year. And that is a sphere actually that I'm trying to tackle in my own life, trying to open up. I volunteered for a couple special things around Martin Luther King Day. There's a whole week of service that is organized here in Portland with a lot of different volunteering events. So I'm doing a couple things, going to a park and serving food to homeless people one of the days. I think another day it's like cleanup crew for something.
Nice.
But yeah, guys, we would love to hear your inspiring stories of volunteering. And you know what? This does come up on the IELTS exam. I would say the most likely part for this to come up would be writing task 2, asking you about the advantages and disadvantages of volunteering, or should it be required for high school students to volunteer, which I say yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I would love to hear your guys' views on this. If you come back to the blog, guys, we need to get you guys involved in the blog this year. Aubrey, why should students come back to the All Ears English IELTS blog?
Oh, there's so much good information there. I type up the blog and all of the vocabulary that we talk about on the podcast. I make sure the definitions are there and sample sentences. And there's so much good information if you come and see the blog. Yes.
So much, guys. So allearsenglish.com/episodes/IELTS. I know that's long. You can just go to allearsenglish.com as well. But we have a special challenge for you guys today, actually, related to the blog. we're doing an experiment today on IELTS Energy, right, Aubrey?
Yes, I'm excited about this because I've been reading a bunch of IELTS prep books and Facebook. Sometimes students will post questions from IELTS textbooks, and the listening ones are always really fascinating to me. They're like, table completions and summary completions and fill in the blank. There's so many different ones, right?
Yes, guys. For all the listening question types, they're all covered in 3 Keys IELTS. And you know what? They're the same question types on the computer version and the paper version, but the way they are presented on the computer version is a little bit different sometimes. Like there are drag and drop questions, for example. Mm-hmm. Same question types, but how they're presented might be a little bit different. And that's why, guys, if you're taking the computer test, you need to get into 3 Keys IELTS for the computer version, which is out right now.
Yes, this is so exciting. So you guys need to, what now, when you go to sign up for Three Keys IELTS, you can choose paper version or computer version. You just go to allearsenglish.com/keys and you'll be able to choose which one depending on which version of the test you're going to take.
Yeah, totally. And guys, we're the only computer-delivered IELTS course, like the only one. So if you're tackling that this year, you need to get in now. Okay. So guys, the experiment we're doing today is we are going to go through a conversation that you would hear on the listening test. Okay. And the questions, this is a table completion question. The questions for this will be posted in the blog and the answers will be posted in the comments. So the steps you should take, if you're listening today and you're out and about, you're doing laundry, whatever you're doing, that's fine. Listen through, because at the end of the episode, we're also going to talk about the listening changes that IELTS is making on the exam in 2020. So we have two parts today, guys. So listen to the whole episode as you normally would, but then come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/episode/IELTS. This is episode 828. And you can actually do these questions while you listen and then check your answers in the comment section.
Exactly. So this one that we're going to do today is a table completion. You guys have seen this when you're doing your IELTS practices for the listening. And now you get to have one here with our podcast. Come back to the blog and you'll see this table with blanks to complete, and the answers will be right there in the comments. So you will comment on the blog your answers. We'll see if you've got them right, and you can check them, and you all of you can compare your answers and see who got it right.
Yes, guys. And also, you can ask us questions in the comment section, and we might do a shout out with your name in the future to answer it on an episode.
Yes.
Okay. So in the IELTS listening test, guys, you hear an introduction, tells you who is talking and what they're talking about. So I will say that for the sake of today's practice.
Nice.
And then Aubrey and I are going to have a conversation. So this would be something you might hear in listening section 1 or listening section 3, where it's a dialogue between two people. Okay, so you are going to hear a conversation between Aubrey and Jessica discussing training for IELTS teaching and IELTS examining.
All right. So, Jessica, what was the interview process like when you worked at the IELTS school in Taiwan?
You know, it wasn't actually that big of a deal. I actually only had to talk to one manager, and then I found out I was hired the next day.
No, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, I guess my qualifications and the CV did all the work for me.
Yeah, you must have been very impressive on paper.
Hopefully I was in person as well.
Yes, right. And then once you were hired, what kind of training did they provide?
Not tons of training either. I had to do 1 month shadowing classes, but I started teaching my own classes pretty much immediately. So that was terrifying because
yeah,
as a new teacher, a new person to IELTS specifically, especially writing task one academic, I was like, I don't know what this is. So it was tough. It was being thrown in at the deep end for sure.
Yeah, I can't really imagine, actually. And how long did you do that? How long were you working there?
I was actually at this school for 6 years, which is the longest I've like ever worked anywhere.
Nice. And then, you know, what did you like about the job?
My favorite part of the job were the amazing students. So it was in Taipei, in Taiwan, and still some of my favorite students in the world I had in Taipei. So motivated. And the most motivated students, of course, ended up getting high scores. So that was my favorite thing, was actually meeting these super motivated and really, really sweet adults.
I have a feeling that's similar to your current job.
Yes, every student I get to work with in Three Keys IELTS, I'm sure you would echo this sentiment.
For sure.
So motivated, so sweet.
Yes. And what was difficult about the job?
The difficulty didn't lie in the teaching, which you would think would be the job itself, right?
Right.
But the difficulty about teaching in any school is that it's a language school and it's essentially a business. So I would always be trying to advocate for my students and the education as a priority over the business aspect. And I'm any teacher listening today will have experienced this in any language school.
Yes. Yeah, that's true for me as well. It's got to be a business. You got to make it work. But sometimes the focus is too much on that and not so much on student success, which is where it should be.
Exactly. That's why our job now is so satisfying.
So much better.
Our students are number one. Our students are priority number one at all times.
Which is awesome.
No questions.
Yeah. So then after that, you worked as an IELTS examiner, right? What was the interview process like there?
So after teaching for a few years, the examiner position opened up, and that was very lengthy. I had to submit tons of documents. I had to go through numerous interviews, take tests that would emulate the IELTS exam. It is such a long process. So being accepted for that was a huge relief.
Yes, that reminds me when I did the Teaching Fellows program. It was like 3 interviews and I had to fly to New York City every time and documentation.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Very rigorous. They want to make sure they have the most highly qualified people for sure.
Yeah, and that's why we're so proud we have you on our team now.
Yes, and why we're proud of you. You were an examiner for a long time. What kind of training did they give you to do that?
So at the very beginning, you have to do a 2-day intensive training class, workshop, I should say. It's all day for 2 days. And that, of course, is followed by exams that not everybody passes, by the way. And that 2-day intensive training has to happen every 2 years as well while you're examining.
Wow.
So you have to be constantly checked and constantly recertified.
Gotcha. And then how long did you work there? How long did you do that?
14 long years. So the amount of intensive training I had really added up. And I was pretty relieved when I turned in my final resignation and could just focus on teaching and All Ears English.
Yes, but now we get to benefit from all of that experience. So
yeah.
I'm glad you did that for 14 years.
Yeah, me too.
Selfishly.
It's such a relief to be able to tell the students finally. Oof.
Right. And what was your favorite thing about that job?
You know, after a while, like any job, it becomes a little bit tedious because it's very repetitive. However, the part that was never tedious, well, I shouldn't say ever, the part that was usually not tedious, were doing speaking exams, right? If I got to talk to an interesting person who didn't sound like every other student, I would say out of 20 exams, maybe 2 or 3 students would fill in this category. The interesting candidates, guys, the way we're trying to get you guys to perform so you could be interesting and get 7s and higher on the speaking test. Yes, it's all about standing out and being interesting.
Oh, for sure. What was difficult about that work?
Ugh, grading essays. So grading essays was super hard when the student had no idea what they should be writing about trying to fit them into the scoring categories took so long because they really just didn't have any idea what I would be looking for in their essays. So it would take a really long time and they would always end up with like 4s, 5s, maybe 6s. Those were the difficult ones because they would take the longest. So that's the most frustrating thing for an examiner, guys. So don't do that. You guys need to learn what we're looking for before test day.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited that we were able to have this conversation so I could learn so much more about your experience in Taiwan. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know.
There, you know, I was there for a very long time.
Yes, you were.
So guys, that is the end of the listening test practice. So remember, come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes/IELTS. Listen again and fill in the answers as you listen and check the answers in the comment section. And now in the second half of the show, Aubrey, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. So after the break, we are going to talk about the latest changes to the listening exam for 2020.
Hello, wonderful, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. If you are taking the paper version or the computer version, academic or general, we have a 3 Keys IELTS success system just for your needs. Check them out now, guys, and sign up for 2020. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
All right, welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, tell us about what's changing with the listening exam in 2020.
So this is cool, you guys. I actually did a YouTube video about this as well. So if you're not a subscriber on IELTS Energy TV on YouTube, you are missing out. But we will summarize those changes for you guys today. Here's the thing, guys. IELTS is crazy regulated. Like, just thinking back to the conversation that Aubrey and I had in the first half of the show, the training is intensive. Just to qualify to be trained is intensive. So IELTS, they just change little things just all the time, little rules and stuff. And it kind of makes students worried, but most of the time they don't affect students at all. Like this first change in 2020, guys, no longer will they be called listening sections. Nope. Now they're going to be called parts. Why? Who knows? It doesn't matter. Like, it really does not matter. There's no reason. There's no benefit to doing this. So all you guys got to know is it won't be like section one. It'll now be part one. But same question, same amount of audio and dialogue. Everything else is the same.
Yeah. The only I have to keep, like, for the blog, before it was like, okay, writing task one, speaking part one, listening section. And now I've got to remember, call it the right thing so I don't confuse anyone, right?
I know. Yeah. Like, it used to be all different names according to the module, but now speaking parts and listening parts. Yep. But they can't change the reading passages because that refers to text. So
that makes sense.
I don't know.
Who knows?
So the second difference, guys, that also doesn't matter. The third difference does, which we'll talk about in a second. But the second difference is that they're not going to have page number references anymore, which it doesn't matter to you anyway, guys. Like, you're just looking at the question numbers, right? And so the person says, now you could look at questions 1 to 5. So look at questions 1 to 5. So what if there's no page number on the bottom? That also does not matter. What it seems like is they're trying to make the paper version more like the computer version. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, so I think trying to make it easier so they only have to record one audio to use on both the paper and the computer version.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I think that's why. Yeah. So those first two differences, guys, don't matter at all. But this third difference does matter. So before 2020, on the paper version in listening section one, there would always be an example and an answer done for you. So the first part of the conversation would be played twice. And that was nice. It gave your brain time to warm up, but that's not on the computer version. There is no example in section one. So therefore, in 2020, they're also taking that example out for the paper, guys. Do you think that matters for students, Aubrey?
Yeah, I think if you were expecting to have that example and you start doing the listening and then it's not there, that could really throw you off. You're expecting to hear the audio twice. You've done all these practice exams. All of the practice books have that.
Totally.
And so it's really good to be aware of that going in, that you're not going to hear it a second time.
Totally, totally. But on the other hand, like, if you're a three keys student and you say you missed this episode today, say you don't know about these changes, you would still be fine because in the three key system, we train you guys to be focused the entire time and what to pay attention to, right? So hopefully you would notice that they would be like, the test is starting now, but still. So that's important to note, guys. You don't get that extra warm-up time. So that makes strategies even more important. Guys, you need to tune in immediately. Do not skip listening to that introduction. Just like we heard at the beginning of today's show, it tells you who is talking, what they're talking about, and it seems logical, but most students just skip that. So that is part of the three key system, guys, for you to not look ahead at the questions and listen to that introduction.
Yeah, definitely. You need that time to warm up your brain, to be aware of who's going to be talking, expecting what you're going to hear. And it's so key to listen to that. Definitely.
So key, guys. The other key that you need is our website to get the course. So guys, remember, we do now have the computer version as well. The only computer delivered IELTS course out there. We worked so hard on this, you guys, to make everything as much like test day as possible, because it's so like impossible to find computer IELTS practice out there, guys. So don't waste any time. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, choose the paper or the computer course.
Awesome. Well, it was fun chatting with you today, Jessica, and learning all about your experience in Taiwan.
Yeah, it was so fun. So guys, remember, come back to the blog. This is episode 828. If we get a lot of cool comments on this, if this is useful test practice for you guys, we will do more episodes like this in the future.
Yep. Sounds good. I'd love to do more in the future, but yeah, we got to see those comments. We got to know that you guys are interested. This is the kind of practice that you want to have. Let us know.
Yeah. Free IELTS practice. Okay. Right. All right, Aubrey, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.